Meeting Joseph Bates at New Bedford. Joseph Bates had been an earnest worker in the Advent Awakening of 1840-1844. A sea captain turned minister, he invested his property and his strength in heralding the soon coming of Christ. As Ellen and her sister were in New Bedford, Massachusetts, they became acquainted with him and his family. He, of course, learned of the visions given to Ellen, and this troubled him. He wrote of his experience 2 years later. Although I could see nothing in them that militated against the word, yet I felt alarmed and tried exceedingly, and for a long time unwilling to believe that it was anything more than that was produced by a protracted debilitated state of her body. I therefore sought opportunities in presence of others, when her mind seemed freed from excitement, out of meeting, to question, and cross-question her, and her friends which accompanied her, especially her elder sister, Sarah, to get if possible at the truth. During the number of visits she has made to New Bedford and Fairhaven since, while at our meetings, I have seen her in vision a number of times, and also in Topsom, Maine, and those who were present during some of these exciting scenes know well with what interest and intensity I listened to every word, and watched every move to detect deception, or mesmeric influence. I thank God for the opportunity I have had with others to witness these things. As to the results of this close scrutiny and earnest investigation, he reported, I can now confidently speak for myself. I believe the work is of God, and is given to comfort and strengthen His scattered, torn, and peeled people, since the closing up of our work for the world in October, 1844. The distracted state of lo, here, and lo, there. Since that time has exceedingly perplexed God's honest, willing people, and made it exceedingly difficult for such as were not able to expound the many conflicting texts that have been presented to their view. I confess that I have received light and instruction on many passages that I could not before clearly distinguish. I believe her to be a self-sacrificing, honest, willing child of God. A word to the little flock. She wrote of Elder Bates's attitude toward her at this time. I found him to be a true Christian gentleman, courteous and kind. He treated me as tenderly as though I were his own child. Elder Bates was keeping the Sabbath, and urged its importance. I did not feel its importance, and thought that Elder B. erred in dwelling upon the fourth commandment more than upon the other nine.